With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The city of Rhinelander has potentially found a location for a new well. Two of the city's wells have been offline since 2019 when elevated levels of PFAS were found in the water. PFAS are a group of man-made chemicals that are linked to adverse health effects. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update.
Before Wisconsin had drinking water standards for PFAS or required testing, the city of Rhinelander shut down two of its wells near the airport because of high levels of one of the many PFAS chemicals, PFHXS. One well had levels of 590 parts per trillion, the other 90 parts per trillion. The EPA safe drinking water limit for that compound is now at 10 parts per trillion. Those wells have remained offline since 2019, with the city operating on three wells. In 2020, WXPR reported DNR findings that if Rhinelander lost another well, the city wouldn't be able to meet its water demands. The city has been looking into finding a location to build a new well. City Administrator Patrick Reagan told WXPR several locations were investigated to see if they'd work. One promising site is on the Nicolay College campus. Reagan says the city has not entered into negotiations with Nicolay, nor has it had any kind of permission for a new well at the site, though it did previously get permission to do testing. Last month, Rhinelander City Council voted to enter into an agreement with Town and Country to design the proposed well. Reagan says this is needed to apply for additional funding and to begin the process of land acquisition or permission from Nicolay College. In 2022, the city did receive $1.6 million that was earmarked in a federal spending bill. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A group of central Wisconsin Republicans have introduced a bill to combat sextortion, coercing someone into sending nude photos, then threatening to release them if you don't pay up. Representative Pat Schneider said the law is in memory of D.C. Everest student Braden Bone.
According to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, there's been a huge increase in the number of cases involving kids and teens that's being threatened and coerced into sending these explicit images online, and this is the crime that they now term sextortion.
The proposed law would allow a suspect to be charged with first-degree intentional homicide if someone kills himself as a result of sextortion.
They would spend the rest of their life in jail because they force someone to take their life, so they forfeit their freedom. And I hope that's a strong enough message.
Schneider says Attorney General Josh Call is supportive of the measure and has pledged to work with federal officials to bring overseas suspects to justice if the bill passes.
They have a relationship with the FBI, and if there's a way we can somehow identify these folks across the sea in other countries and be able to extradite, that is great.
Schneider says he worked quickly on the bill because lives are at stake.
Braden, his example is going to be the one in this law to be able to alert his fellow teens and also parents to be able to stop this from happening in the future.
Representative Brent Jacobson and Senator Corey Tomczyk have also signed on to the measure. Schneider says some Democrats have expressed support as well. The bill is expected to get its first hearing April 23rd. Governor Tony Evers has yet to comment on it. During the winter, utilities cannot shut off your power in Wisconsin. That statewide moratorium on disconnections expires April 15th. Wisconsin Public Service urges customers who have gotten behind to reach out as soon as possible. They say if a customer establishes and maintains a payment plan, they are not at risk for disconnection. WPS works with customers year-round to offer payment plans and help with energy assistance. They say disconnection is always a last resort. WPS also cautions customers to watch out for scammers. Scam artists will threaten to turn off customers quickly and demand immediate payment through things like a prepaid debit card, third-party digital payment app like Zelle or Venmo, or unusual payment methods such as Bitcoin. If a customer has any doubt about a phone call, they should hang up and call Wisconsin Public Service directly. Those with thoughts on deer management in Wisconsin can share them with local county deer advisory councils. They're seeking feedback on things like harvest quotas, management zones, and more ahead of the 2025 deer season. This year, county deer advisory councils in the northern and central forested deer management zones will make recommendations on numbered deer management units. Boundaries in the Northern Forest Zone were changed from county lines to create habitat-based deer management units. Some county deer advisory councils will make multiple recommendations based on the number of units within a county's borders. The survey link will be available on the County Deer Advisory Council webpage through April 13th. You can also attend a local County Deer Advisory Council meeting, which will be happening around the state from April 21st through May 1st. As Congress debates potential cuts to offset tax cut extensions, the future of the Clean Fuels Production Tax Credit remains uncertain. The outcome could have a significant impact on Michigan, where clean fuel production is on the rise. Crystal Blair has more.
The Clean Fuels Production Tax Credit was established under the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. It offers 20 cents per gallon for non-aviation fuels and 35 cents for aviation fuels, which cut emissions by 50% compared with petroleum. Tax Foundation senior policy analyst Alex Murashanu estimates that repealing the credit could net about $12.8 billion over a decade based on Treasury projections, although he questions the math.
That was based on some estimates from Treasury. It doesn't make sense to take a revenue cost estimate from Treasury and assume it will one for one translate into revenue raised from reversing a policy.
Critics call the credit initiative costly, favoring big companies while possibly raising fuel prices and distorting the market. It started on January 1st and is slated to run through 2027 unless extended. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.